Watch, Operation Southern Spear, 5 narco terrorists killed on New Year's Eve, 3 more on December 30th. By Christian K. Caruso on January 1, 2026. The United States Southern Command, SOUTHCOM, revealed on Wednesday two different military operations against drug trafficking vessels between December 30th to 31st killed 8 narco terrorists. Both strikes were part of Operation Southern Spear. SOUTHCOM separately published the respective unclassified footage of the two latest operations throughout Wednesday, detailing in both instances that said operations were carried out at the direction of U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. First, on Wednesday afternoon, SOUTHCOM detailed that on December 30, Joint Task Force Southern Spear conducted kinetic strikes against 3 drug trafficking vessels traveling as a convoy along known narco trafficking routes in international waters and had transferred narcotics between the 3 vessels prior to the strikes. The vessels were operated by designated terrorist organizations. 3 narco terrorists aboard the first vessel were killed in the first engagement. The remaining narco terrorists abandoned the other 2 vessels, jumping overboard and distancing themselves before follow-on engagements sank their respective vessels, SOUTHCOM explained. Following the engagements, SOUTHCOM further explained, it immediately notified the U.S. Coast Guard to activate the search and rescue system, without disclosing further details. On December 30, the U.S. Coast Guard was notified by the Department of War of Mariners in Distress in the Pacific Ocean. The U.S. Coast Guard is conducting search and rescue operations. Updates will be provided when available, the U.S. Coast Guard announced through a social media post. On Wednesday evening, hours after the first announcement, SOUTHCOM published footage of a December 31 lethal kinetic strike on 2 other vessels operated by designated terrorist organizations. Intelligence confirmed the vessels were transiting along known narco trafficking routes and engaged in narco trafficking. A total of 5 narco terrorists were killed during these actions, 3 in the first vessel and 2 in the second, SOUTHCOM detailed. The 2 operations announced by SOUTHCOM over the past hours reportedly brings the total of known narco trafficking vessels struck in international waters to 35 since the start of the operations in September, with at least 115 known narco terrorists killed so far. The strikes are part of Operation Southern Spear, a U.S. Department of War mission against transnational maritime drug trafficking networks, part of President Donald Trump's efforts to curb the flow of deadly drugs entering the United States. The 2 strikes mark the 3rd of its known disclosed by SOUTHCOM this week alone. On Monday, SOUTHCOM revealed that 2 narco terrorists were killed by a lethal kinetic strike against a drug trafficking vessel in international waters. Related, more drugs destroyed. U.S. Southern Command posts video of another drug boat's destruction. Throughout December 2025, SOUTHCOM published unclassified footage of 4 different military operations carried out against narco-terrorists in Caribbean and Eastern Pacific waters on December 15, 17, 18, and December 22. At press time, no U.S. military forces are known to have been harmed since the start of the military strikes against narco-terrorists in international waters in September.